up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees and put them in the tree museum. And they charged all the people a dollar and a half to see them. Yeah. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Yeah. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DT now. Give me spots on my apples, but leave me the birds and the bees. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paved the paradise, put up a parking lot. Oh la la la, oh la la la. Late last night I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paved a paradise, put up a parking lot. Yeah. Oh la la la, oh la la la. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? You paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Come on. Oh, la, la. Oh, they paved a paradise, put up a parking lot. Yeah, oh, la, la. I said they paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I didn't want to end.
Good morning, Medford. It is 9:02, but in 10 seconds it will be 9:03 a.m. And you are listening to Becca Levis on The Sound of My Voice at 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's a little bit of a dreary Monday, guys. I'm really not into it, especially after the beautiful weekend we had. I'm really, really not here for this rain. I kind of feel like a disgruntled, like, wet cat when I get stuck in the rain. And I was running late this morning, so I splurged and totally Ubered to the radio station because I don't want to be late for you all. So we're going to start it off a little slow this morning with this rain. Bunch of new music for you guys. I have a special guest that's, of course, running late, so he'll be coming soon. But up next, we have the new song from the Lumineers. It's called Gloria. It's fabulous. And Sarah Bareilles just released a new album, so we're going to enjoy that. All right, settle in, listen to the sounds of the rain and the sound of my voice.
Hey, I'm unoriginal. Just a BB King singing my blues. Ain't nothing traditional. But I won't think twice to say that I do. I don't know what today is. Don't care much for tomorrow. Got my bag and a big dream. I don't know which way is left, right, up, or shallow. But I hope you're on the same team as me.
Whatever it is, whatever the cause, whatever you want, I'm with you. Whatever you like, whatever you choose, I'm that thing that you take when you in pain. I'm that thought that may never leave your brain. I ain't looking for a better way. I wanna stay for 70 days. I know you got a heart full of pain, but just know I got a heart full of shame. I would do the crying, spending time with you. Ride or die, go in the same crew.
By the time you hear this, I'll be in the rearview mirror. I'll even wear that green dress you like, so when I disappear, you could turn around one last look at the girl you lost in the time you took to make up your mind between two roads. Go and take some more time, but me and mine must go. I tried to wait it out, no more. I can't find the man I was waiting for.
We're back.
Somerville. How's it going? Can you hear me?
Your mic isn't working great. Can you switch to mic 3?
Yes.
Can you go on? Just scooch over a little bit. We're making you exercise this early in the morning.
Whip-a-whip-a-whip.
Oh, that's better. That's so much better.
Cool. Good morning. Good morning, Becca. Thank you for having me again.
You're so welcome. Just so everyone knows, Alfredo has sunglasses on.
Alfredo.
Guti has sunglasses on.
I do.
It's simply not sunny outside.
No, because it's common. It's common for people to wear sunglasses in radio shows, as did your colleague who does a radio show.
Yeah, Rosanna Radio.
Rosanna, yeah, he told me he also...
Are you saying you think you're at the level of Rosanna Radio? Because I'm going to disagree. I'm going to have to respectfully
I don't know if I'm at his level, but I'm aspiring to be.
That's really beautiful.
And so, I learned from the best, you know?
Yeah. Guti, should we go over, like, you know what I realized? People have no idea, like, who you are. like our relationship to each other. Should we tell our meet cute story?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes.
Because you've just, like, suddenly one day appeared on my radio show, and we should probably contextualize that.
I suddenly one day appeared in the lives of a lot of people, you know, and they think I'm made up.
Yeah, actually, a lot of people I talk about Alfredo a lot, and people are like, Becca, like, who is he? Like, I've never seen him before. Like, I think he's made up. But also, when I tell people, like, your friends that I'm friends with you, they think I'm joking.
They don't believe.
They don't believe me.
Why is that, Becca?
Because I think we occupy, like, very different worlds at Tufts.
That's true.
And our paths just crossed.
It's a beautiful story.
Do you want to tell it? We'll tell it together.
And you know what? It is a beautiful story.
No, it is. It's really cute. We have a definite meet cute.
The setting we met in, Coors...
Yeah, it's beautiful. Okay, so basically, I got back from Spain and went abroad in the spring and was total sad girl because I missed speaking Spanish. And I heard about this opportunity to teach English classes to immigrants and refugees from El Salvador, from like different countries in Latin America. And so I signed up, and they usually don't give spots to seniors. Like, this is the thing, is I had to work my butt off because they don't give spots to seniors.
Oh, really?
And they told me that in the interviews. They're like, we really don't like having people come in here just for the last year. We want to have them for a couple years. So we're really not looking to have new seniors come into the club. And I was like, please, please, please. Like, I want to do this so badly. You have to give it to me. And then they gave it to me, and they paired me with this random guy, Alfredo Gutierrez. As my language partner. But I didn't even meet you until the first day of classes.
No, yeah. I think we worked pretty well, pretty quickly.
Yeah, we hit it off.
Like, we clicked.
We clicked.
We have a good teaching dynamic.
We do.
The students like us.
But I thought Alfredo hated me. That's the funny thing.
I don't understand how you thought that.
It's not that you hated me, I just really thought that, like, you were very reserved whenever I saw you. It, like, took a while for you to, like, let down your guard?
Really? I don't know. Maybe I'm just not approachable.
You were just, like, not very open and affectionate to me, so I just wasn't sure if you, like, tolerated me or actually actively enjoyed my presence in your life.
That's sad.
Yeah.
But we've talked about this, I'm happy where we're at.
I'm happy where we're at, too. And then you came up to me at a party in, like...
ATO.
At ATO. It must have been like beginning of November or something.
Was that a turning point in
our relationship? I think that was a major turning point in our relationship. Yeah.
Wow.
Because I didn't really understand that you liked me. And then you were like, Becca, like, you're the best. I love you so much. And then you were like,
let's do Coors again next semester.
We have to do Coors again together next semester. And you're like, we have to hang out. Like, I want to be friends. And I'm like, oh my God, he actually likes me.
Wow.
And then I fangirled for a while. And then I think... I don't know. Did you approach them? Because I approached them and was like, look, like, here's the deal. I'm only doing this if I can be with Guti again.
I did not approach them.
Oh, well, I did. So I'm guessing.
I wrote on my application to do Coors again. I wrote, can I please be with Becca? But it wasn't like a make it or break it.
Oh, no. I pulled out all the stops. I put everything on the line for you.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. And now we're the best of friends. You've been my date to like two date parties in the past like month. We had a beautiful dinner on Saturday night.
You've really improved the quality of my life.
Oh.
I appreciate that.
You've improved the quality of my life. Love you, boy. Okay, well, that's our story. Should we listen to some more music?
Let's listen to some tunes.
Okay, what's up next, Guti?
This is is this the one I played?
It's La Complicidad.
Oh, La Complicidad. This is a beautiful song by a beautiful band from Puerto Rico. Willy, I don't know their names. Cultura Profética is the name of the band. Reggae, beautiful Puerto Ricans. Take a listen, people.
Awesome.
La manifestación. ese tan sagrado mantra soy. Ese juguito de parcha que te baja la presión. Y siempre que te sube tú me llamas. Tira la sábana, sal de la cama. Vamos a conquistar toda la casa. De todo lo que tú acostumbras soy contradicción. Creo que soy lo que a ti te llama. La complicidad es tanta que nuestras vibraciones se complementan. Lo que tienes me hace falta y lo que tengo te hace ser más completa. La afinidad es tanta. Miro a tus ojos y ya sé lo que piensas. Te quiero porque eres tantas cositas bellas que me hacen creer que soy la levadura que te hace crecer el corazón. Y tú la vitamina que me falta soy. Ese rocío que se posa en tu vegetación. Y tú esa tierra fértil que está escasa soy. La blanca arena que alfombra tu playa. Todo el follaje que da vida a tu mapa. De toda idea creativa soy la gestación. Tú eres la utopía deseada. La complicidad es tanta que nuestras vibraciones se complementan. Lo que tienes me hace falta y lo que tengo te hace ser más completa. La afinidad es tanta. Miro a tus ojos y ya sé lo que piensas. Te quiero porque eres tantas cositas bellas que me hacen sentir muy bien. Estremece, soy tu adicción y tú eres mi felicidad, mi calma.
In Paris they say good morning. In LA they say good night. Getting lost inside this city. Wishing you were by my side. I hope you know where you're going, but you're just as lost as me. And you walk with such conviction, and I'm eyes close following. And it's a black coffee morning on the east side, and you're smoking on the balcony, talking some shit about a good time. Yeah.
So that was La Complicidad by Cultura Profética, followed by Black Coffee Morning by Bluebird. And Bluebird is spelled with two I's because it's quirky.
Talking about coffee, by the way, did you address my tardiness?
Yeah, room? I did. Okay. I'm afraid I was late this morning.
No, I was early. I got here at 8:59.
I said you were late. It's because I didn't read your text message.
I got here at 8:59. So
I'm proud of you.
I understand that you could not open that. That door shouldn't be locked.
Well, there's a lot of like expensive equipment here, so I feel
it should be. It definitely shouldn't be locked. Anyways, what I wanted to say is the reason I was late is because I forgot I had made coffee, and I had to drink it because I didn't want it to. I guess it didn't have to go to waste. My housemate could, but I needed the caffeine, so I had to down a like mug of burning hot coffee in like a minute, and now my tongue is burned. Anyways.
I'm really sorry. I started drinking tea in the morning, mostly because I don't have the energy to make coffee, and making tea is a lot easier than making coffee. So I've been started drinking like English breakfast tea in the morning. So that's what I have with me right now.
Is the caffeine?
I don't think it's as caffeinated as coffee.
Yeah, that's why I drink coffee.
But my favorite time to drink coffee is like 3 to 4 p.m. Like that's the best coffee time. Ooh, can you hear the train? I wonder if you can pick up the train in the mics right now.
Please let us know in the comments.
comment below.
I'm an espresso guy. I love espresso. I love my morning espresso.
Oh my God, you have an espresso machine?
And I do.
And then I
have my late lunch espresso.
How many times do you drink coffee a day?
As I watch the sunset. What? Wait, the sun doesn't.
That's what I think about that. How often a day do you think you drink coffee?
Depends on the day. Usually about 3 coffees.
You're an addict.
3 coffees.
You're addicted. You're genuinely addicted.
A day of the week, I'll drink 3 coffees. 3 cups. 3 shots of espresso a day.
3 shots of espresso or 3 cups with 3 shots each? So 9 shots of espresso.
No. Becca, who do you think I am?
I don't know.
No, just 3 shots.
Okay.
One in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the night.
Does it not like make it hard for you to go to sleep?
Yeah, the other day, remember I texted you at like 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because I had drank so much coffee at like 12 because I thought I would get a lot of work done and I did not get
it
done. I went to bed super late. Anyways. Web up! What do you want to talk about?
Well, so we should talk about our weeks. We have exciting weeks.
We have or we had?
Have. Looking forward. The past is the past.
Okay.
Dime your rosebud thorn for the week.
Rose is something good.
Yeah.
So the good thing about this week is my friend is coming.
I'm excited to meet his friend.
That's the what I'm looking forward to.
His friend follows me on Instagram, so I feel like we're kind of friends already.
No, you guys will get along very well.
They'll give me a hard time. Will they like make fun of me because I'm not a native Spanish speaker?
No, we're not like that. Come on. That's something I'm looking forward to. Is that what rose
that's
is?
That's your bud.
That's a bud. Okay.
Your rose is something good that's in your life right now. The rose has already blossomed. So, like, what good has already blossomed in your life?
Oh. This is a good way. This is a good plug. I'm doing a independent research project about ophthalmology, eye disease in the Roman Empire. And I finished all my research. I still have to do the 40-minute presentation, but I finished the shorter presentation, which is 8 minutes. It's going to be a cool reception. If you want to learn about eye disease in antiquity and other topics...
Wait, I want to learn about eye disease
relating to
ancient
medicine. Come to my lecture. Come to the lectures. April 20th. further details to come. At another room number.
Can I like paint my body and like make posters?
Please don't. Please do not do that. Don't embarrass me, Becca.
I would never embarrass you.
But come.
I'm the image of class.
But you should come. Also, Tony Monaco is coming to the final reception.
Like, oh, damn.
That 8-minute presentation, it's going to be a fancy reception in Cabot.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely be there. I'll be there without body paint.
Yeah. And anyone else who wants to come, go there.
That's I don't know good. The
room. I think it's Eaton 124, Ancient Medicine, April 20th. My lecture's
well, we'll
at 2 p.m.
We'll keep plugging it. You'll be here next week. We can plug it again.
Yes, I will. That's my rose. And then my bud.
Is Emilio.
Oh, that's...
So then you're Thorn.
Thorn. I need to get more sleep. I haven't been getting a lot of sleep.
Guthy's been degenerate this past week.
Yeah, I've been on kind of a bender. But I've had a good time, but it's time to focus and get my stuff done. So
Put the nose to the grindstone.
I'm excited to start going to bed early, waking up early, doing homework, leading a healthy lifestyle.
Being a good upstanding citizen.
I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that. That's another bud. Anyways,
all right.
Go.
Well,
wait, I want to know about you. Don't
about me? Well,
song.
let's play some music first, because they've listened to the sound of our voices for a solid 5 minutes. So we'll be back. Up next, we have some John Lennon.
Yes, this is Watching the Wheels, one of the best, or maybe not one of the, it's a great solo John Lennon song, 1972. Just kidding, I don't know when it was released. Just take a listen.
Well, so I hate the Beatles, so this is just an exhibit of my love for you
this
song on my show.
We're going to talk a lot about the Beatles in the future of this podcast, of this radio show. So stay tuned.
I just don't like the Beatles.
Well, that's a debate I'm willing to.
Okay. Stay tuned, guys.
It's got a real good feeling. All my shit's gonna hit the ceiling. Then you'll see what I've been trying hard to keep myself from revealing. I've got a real good feeling.
I was wrong. We have John Lennon after this song. Right now, this is Juniper by Begonia, which I like much better, so enjoy.
Dressed in my finest glitter, holding tight, trying hard not to be a quitter. There's a lump in my throat every day I wake up and think maybe I just can't deliver. Think that I can't deliver. Oh no, 7 years got the riches. Walking down streets of my hometown, thinking that I'm too old to be bitching. I'm sure should be ditching, dying hard or dying. Don't know where they come from. Too many late nights makes the song that I can't.
say I'm crazy. Doing what I'm doing. Well, they give me all kinds of warnings to save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. Advice designed to enlighten me. When I tell them that I'm doing fine, watching shadows on the wall. Don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels.
And we're back. A quick PSA. Oh, this is good for you, Alfredo.
Let's hear it.
Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be inexpensive.
You're so cruel. I'm trying to be a vegetarian, and you ordered those meatballs the other day.
Alfredo's on
and
a
I
diet.
I had so many meatballs.
On a diet, quote unquote.
It's not working.
It's not working.
We went out to dinner.
I let go. Do you know what we ate at dinner? It was so good.
It was delicious.
We had cheesy bread and
meatballs
with more bread and ricotta. And you had that really good pasta with cheese sauce
and mushroom.
And mushrooms and broccoli.
But it had no meat.
But then you ate. I was so full. And so I couldn't finish my meatballs. I'd say maybe ate one full meatball and you ate the other three.
By the way, why do you have to give these PSAs?
I think it's required. But basically, if you Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website, you can get a free copy of their vegetarian and vegan starter kit. So that's PETA, P-E-T-A dot O-R-G. Go get that. Alfredo probably could use that. But, you know, I think he's a lot more fun when he isn't eating like a boring person. So...
Okay, I'm trying. I'm trying to be better. It's hard to be better.
No, but I think you should enjoy the food you eat. And I think food is such like a beautiful extension of culture. And you should never deprive yourself.
My mother the other day.
Really?
And she told me the same thing. But yeah, I think...
I've said this to you before. Your mother's a brilliant woman. I stand by that.
You don't know my mother.
I know, but...
I agree, but...
She puts up with you, so...
That's true. She's very strong. Very strong woman. The quality of life improves when you're eating better. You just feel better during the day.
Yeah, but I think you can eat well and still not, like, over-regulate the stuff you're eating. And I think that there are ways for you to, like... Like, I don't eat a ton of meat just because I don't really like the taste of meat.
That's another reason I'm doing it. Because at Tufts, I never crave a piece of, like, some meat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, neither do I. But if I'm out at, like, Semolina, I'm going to have me some meatballs because those are the best.
I agree with that. But just at Tufts, like, I'm not trying to eat meat.
All right, I respect that. Mm-hmm. Well, there's your PSA.
You didn't do your Rosebud Thorn.
I'll do my Rosebud Thorn very quickly, and then we'll dive back into some music for you. Rose, I had a good weekend. I had a really good weekend. I had a really fun weekend. I saw my mom last night. It was really great. I saw my grandparents. It was also awesome. I saw you. We had a lovely dinner. Yeah, it was a really good weekend. And my bud is I find out some job stuff this week, and I'm really nervous, and yeah, I'm really scared about that. And then my thorn is my allergies are so bad. They're so bad.
This week?
I can't stop sneezing.
This week and last week?
And I never get allergies, but I think there must be something new in the air.
Right, yeah,
because
yeah,
I'm sneezing
and
I'm sniffling.
Me and my housemate have been pretty bad this weekend. And I never have allergies here.
I literally never get allergies. I've never had allergies in my entire... Actually, I got them when I was in Granada, but like, I don't get them here. And I cannot stop sneezing and it's miserable. So yeah, that's that. Coming up, we have some songs by Haim. We have Julia Michaels. I love Julia Michaels. She's so cool. And then one more from Sarah Bareilles. Hot Take, her new album, I don't really like. We played a song from it earlier in the show that was Poetry by Dead Men, but I'm not a huge fan of it. That was the only song I really liked. But she wrote a musical. She wrote Waitress, and Waitress slaps. Are you a musical person?
I really think she's past her peak. I think her prime was 2008, late, mid September 2008. By this point, she's just recycling old material, and she's kind of...
See, I was, like, operating at, like, a level of, like, a 5 or a 6, and you just rammed it up to, like, 11.
She's getting lazy. She needs to find a new muse for her creative
juices. Do you
listen
to musicals? Do you like musicals?
Yes.
Okay, well, I love musicals.
I was the scarecrow in Wicked. I did Wicked, and I was a scarecrow.
We need to unpack that.
Or what's his name?
Figaro. Figaro. So wait, so did you sing As Long As You're Mine?
I lip sang a lot of songs. I don't know if I sang that one.
You lip sang the songs to Wicked?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, regardless, Sarah Bareilles wrote a musical. I love listening to musicals. And she wrote a musical, and I don't know, I just kind of ignored it when it first came out, but I've been listening to it again, and it's really good. So we have a song in there.
Sarah Bareilles?
Yes.
Who's that?
Sarah Bareilles. We've literally just been talking about her for the past 5 minutes.
Oh, I just made that up. I don't know who Sarah Bareilles is.
Wait, you made that up?
Yeah.
You just, like, pooped on all of her music. And you don't know who she is?
I
oh
just
my
thought
God,
it sounded
you're canceled.
Right. I thought
all
it right, sounded right.
Shut up. I'm playing music.
Saturdays, when we dance in the dark. that love spark.
Haven't been to my favorite restaurant in months. I can drive down Santa Monica without thinking about you and what you're doing now. I've thought about moving to a different state, a different country. Yeah, maybe that'll be, even though that's what I wanna do. Ooh, even though that's what I wanna do. And every time that a friend gets a text saying you're gonna be there, I just don't go. Yeah, every time that a friend gets a text saying you're gonna be there, I just don't go. Oh. So I don't run right into you. So I don't. That's what I wanna do. Ooh, 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 ooh. Even though that's what I wanna do. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Even though that's what I want.
It's a bad idea, me and you. It's a bad idea, me and you. I've never known anything so true.
Was, oh, I'm not on.
Yes, you are.
Can you hear me? Oh, yeah. This headphone is broken because I can no longer hear myself. That is fun. So that was Saturdays by Chaim, or it was by Twin Shadows featuring Chaim.
Chaim.
Dope girl bands. I think they're sisters. They're badass. Love them. Followed by Into You by Julia Michaels. I really like her. I know she's like poppy and like, look, but I think she's a great singer.
I think she's super past talented. Her prime. Her
oh my God, you also don't even know who she is. Her prime is now. She's literally.
No, I'm joking. I don't know.
Stop
about
critiquing
her.
My music when you don't listen to. Okay, to be fair, yeah. So, okay, that was hypocritical of me. Give me a list of 10 Beatles songs to listen to.
10 right now?
10? No, by like the time I see you on Thursday. Okay. Give me a list of 10 Beatles songs.
And people think they know a lot about the Beatles and they
don't. No, what I'm saying is I will listen to them and see what I think, and that way I will stop making sweeping generalizations about the Beatles.
When
really
you listen to the
music.
Beatles, you have to keep in mind that they were literally the spokespeople of a generation, of a decade. They started in 1962. Well, they really started late 50s, but the first single was released 1962. They split up in 1969, 1970, a whole decade of music, and it pioneered the way for so many other artists. Music would not be what it is today without the Beatles, obviously. Pop would not be what it is.
Okay. Well, I'll give them a listen based on your recommendations, and I'll get back to you on that. And then we had Sarah Bareilles, who's lovely, and not past her. I think she's actually a little past her peak, but Waitress was incredible. So, all right. You've been listening to The Sound of My Voice. This is Becca and Guti on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're going to close off with an oldie but a goodie. This is one of my parents' favorite songs that
those
they introduced me to.
Those oldies but goodies. Is it that one?
No.
Oh, never mind.
But that was beautiful. I like hearing you sing. This is Hollywood by Collective Soul.
This is the best duo in Somerville, the best radio show, 91.5, The Sound of Your Voice, signing out.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week. Up next, Arizona Radio.
We love you. The spot.